Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a special guest with us this morning. But before we get to our to Tom DeWeese, I just wanted to comment on 60 Minutes last evening. I don't know how many of you watch it, but I would like to watch 60 Minutes to determine what they are programming the American public's mind with. Now, last evening, the opening session was with Edwards, John Edwards, who's running for president for the Democratic nomination. What most people don't know is he is the Bilderberger's candidate. In other words, he's the establishment candidate, but it was a very, very touching presentation. I mean, if I didn't know who John Edwards was, I'd be very, very convinced that he, you know, would make a good president. He's looked very boyish look about him, very sincere. His wife has cancer. Now they find it's metastatic cancer. But he's going to persevere in the race because he wants to be a service to our country. And, I mean, he handled himself magnificently. But, of course, why is he on nationwide television, you know, being presented as a candidate? Why is it that the true conservatives, those who believe in America, who are not internationalists and dedicated to socialism, why don't you ever hear about Ron Paul's candidacy or Tom Cancredo's candidacy? Why do you only hear about, on the Republican side, McCain and Giuliani and maybe one or two others? And then on the, Fred Thompson, who stars on 60 Minutes, a Law and Order program. They're considering running him because he sort of looks like a president. You might be able to sell him to the American people. It's all a matter of selling. It has nothing to do with reality. They never talk about the important candidates or the important issues. Well, this morning we're going to talk about a very important issue, and that is the destruction of America's sovereignty, the destruction of America as a nation, and beginning, of course, to merge us first into the North American Union, and then, of course, eventually into the One World Order, the New World Order, the New World Religion. And, of course, this is what Tom is going to be talking about this morning. His article is North American Union, about political ideology. Is posted on newsreviews.com. You'll find it there, newsreviews.com. Is North American Union about political ideology? And he opens by saying this: if you believe there should be no borders marking a specific entity called the United States of America, then a North American Union will not concern you. If you believe that nationalism, meaning love and pride of country, is a bad thing, then a North American Union will not concern you. If you believe government control of the market of health and of energy policy is a positive force, then a North American Union will not concern you. Well, on the other hand, if you believe in preserving American freedom, if you believe in preserving your life and your family and your freedom, then you should certainly be concerned about the fact that there is an elite group who march to a different drumbeat, who dream a different dream, and who control the media, the foundations, many of our corporations, the wealth of the world, and the leadership of both political parties, and are using what's going on in the Middle East and so many other things as a distraction. And as our boys go overseas to fight for freedom, we are losing our freedom here at home. Tom DeWeese, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Stan. Good to be with you.
You pick up the story.
Well, on this North American Union, we are finding the incredible response from the supporters of this, the supporters of the Bush administration and so forth, calling us every name in the book for bringing this out. One of the worst has been Michael Medved, a so-called conservative commentator who's called us a shameless collection of lunatics and losers, crooks, cranks, demagogues, and opportunists just because we are pointing out what is happening here. And that's one reason I wrote the article as I did, that this really is a debate over political ideology.
But you see, they don't want to debate. They want to just call names like little boys. Michael Medved really can't debate the issues, so he has to insult. You have to, if you don't like the message, you attack the messenger. You never talk about the message.
Yeah, absolutely, and he never did. Several things that he said in his article were just absolutely false. You know, he said this is a paranoid and groundless frenzy that we're putting together. Well, the fact of the matter is, these 20 working groups do exist. The Security and Prosperity Partnership does exist. They're working out of the Commerce Department in the NAFTA office right here in Washington, D.C. They're meeting around the three countries regularly, the Americans with their counterparts in the other two countries, Mexico and Canada. You've got the highest level of government officials there, and they are making policy. There is no doubt about that. There have been others who have been in these meetings who have come out and said that these are secret meetings and these should raise alarm bells. Why are they meeting in secret? And I've always said, Stan, if you believe in what you're doing, then you ought to be proud of it and you ought to be able to talk about it. And if you start doing it in secret, no matter how noble your intentions, there's something wrong with what you're doing, and especially in this country. And that is what they're doing with the North American Union. They don't call it that. That gives them plausible deniability. But you have people like Robert Pastor, who is working through the academic world. Just last month held a major academic conflab here in Washington at American University, where they talked about, they delivered papers at this thing talking about a North American parliament, and came straight out and talked about the Amero, creating a new currency for the three countries. All these things we have said over and over again with detail and with the facts behind us. All we're doing is reporting on what they're saying and what they're doing, but when we do it, we are crazy kooks and cranks, and they just deny it. It's not happening, but yet you go to their meetings, and that is flat out what they're doing.
Well, the whole thing is based upon deceit and deception, because they know the American people do not want to live in a fascist society under the control of this ruling elite who thinks that they're so much smarter than we are. And, of course, the North American Union is simply a stepping stone towards something even larger. I mean, really a world united. But right now, at least here in North America, why the North American Union is their target goal, just as in Europe, the European Union is their target goal. In South America, the South American Union. In Africa, the African Union. They know exactly what they're doing. Michael Medved just doesn't want you to know. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a night of Messianic praise and worship, Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. The place is 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Large groups need to make reservations. Seating is limited. Call 970-587-5267 or 303-654-9924. And we hope to see you there. Shalom.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. And of course, we're talking about this plan to destroy America. Now, it's so difficult for the average American to believe that there really is a ruling elite, powerful, you know, who has their people planted within the media, who are, you know, trying to distract us from what's happening here in America with the bloody pictures of the fighting in Baghdad and certainly the tragedy that's unfolding in Iraq and Iran and in the Near East as well. But this is a magnificent distraction. I mean, certainly as Vietnam was fought for 10 years, never trying to win the war, simply to distract us from what was happening in America as America was transformed during the 1960s and 70s. So what's going on in the Middle East today, in my opinion, is in large part a distraction from the real threat to our freedom. And the thing is that these people do not intend to bring this out. They're not going to take it before Congress to try to get an authorization to destroy our Constitution. Oh, no. It's just going to happen step by step, quietly, like a thief working at night, until one day we awaken to find that everything is in place, and it's all perfectly legal. It is established by executive decree, executive law, and is accepted by everybody, just as in Europe when they had the vote on the European Union, and France, and I believe it was Holland or Denmark, refused to vote for the Constitution of the European Union. They just stopped holding votes because these other people are so much smarter than we are. They know what's best for us. Have you run into that elitist attitude, Tom?
Oh, I certainly have. You get into these meetings with these people, or you get on a television or radio show with them and you know, make the charges that we're making here, which are based on their documents, and they just get these cynical little smiles on their face and then kind of a of course not. We're not doing anything like that. We're just trying to do our jobs as the public officials and make America a better place. And they just move on like that with these silly little smiles on their faces. But, you know, they call us crazy when we are the ones quoting them. And, I've done more and more of that recently, and rather than writing my own words on these things, I'm using more and more of their words, to get the point across.
Well, they see, but they control the media in large part, so, but fortunately we do have the internet, we have, WorldNet Daily, which is doing a magnificent job, and certainly Tom's newsletter, which gets out and has tremendous coverage, gets a good coverage, at least within the conservatives. But how are we going to reach the great masses of people who have no idea? This is the thing that that I ponder on. How can we get the average individual to realize there's a problem when, of course, they're concerned about other issues?
Yeah. It is a great problem. This particular issue cuts across a lot of lines, though. I can't talk openly about it at this point, but we're making some inroads with some people who would not be our normal allies on some things, people who are being hurt by this. And we're hoping soon that that'll give us the power to get some things out in the media, put some ads on, things like that. There are some movements that way. And it won't take much, really, if we can get this message out. You know, I put this fact sheet together on the North American Union. We've mailed now about 300,000 of them, and people are making copies and passing them out. And I have never had such a strong response to something I've put out in the mail. People are calling saying, is this true? This is an outrage. How do we stop this? Mostly calling in disbelief. But they're getting it. And if we can get that message to the mainstream American people, I think that we can make great inroads in stopping this. I don't believe that we will ever succeed in stopping the Security and Prosperity Partnership, but if we can stop the Trans-Texas Corridor from being just an open vein into this country, and we can enforce strong immigration laws that keep illegals from running across the border, those two things can go a great distance in pulling the teeth out of the things. The number one goal here is for us is to preserve the security, I mean, the sovereignty of the United States.
But really, they want to merge our laws with Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to certainly do away with all border control in the name of fighting terrorism, saying it's much easier to guard Mexico's southern border, short southern border, than a 2,000-mile border between the United States and Mexico. And that almost sounds almost illogical. That's why they're really not going to build any sort of a fence down there, or there may be a little bit of it, but I mean, they have no intention of closing our borders or preventing the not immigration or illegal immigration, but migration of citizens below the border, and they want to unify our police and unify our economic systems and unify our laws, and these things are well underway through these secret groups, aren't they, Tom?
And they certainly are, and one of the keys here is these public-private partnerships, partnerships between globalist corporations and our governments. And this is the driving force behind this. You get these huge corporations that owe no allegiance to anybody, and they become quasi-governments in their own right because they have the power of government wrapped around them. And these are the ones who are pushing this. I mean, if you look at it from their point of view, they don't want to deal with three different countries with three different sets of laws, rules, and regulations, and they don't want to deal with three different currencies. And so they are the ones who are looking at this saying, well, make it all one. And, I mean, they're the ones driving. Obviously, it's coming from other forces as well, but they're all part of this. And these public-private partnerships are straight out of Mussolini's plan of fascism, and they and that's what it is. And they owe allegiance to nothing. And this trying to harmonize the United States of America, our rules, our sort of laws and so forth, this nation is different than any other nation on earth. We are the only ones set up to recognize the rights of the individual and to protect them, and our court system is the only one that is set up where you can face your accusers and have a jury of your peers and so forth. All of these things are designed differently than any other nation on earth, and to try to harmonize the United States with Mexico, where it does not recognize private property rights, does not recognize the individual, I mean, this is the reason why these people are running out of that country, because it is such a corrupt country, and Canada comes basically from a monarchy. So, I mean, this is not what we want to harmonize our country with.
But these people, I mean, these are elitists. They believe they have the right to rule. Noblesse oblige. You know, this idea of the right of the aristocrats to rule over the common people. I mean, this is the way it is in most places in the world. And they say, why should the American people have all these rights that nobody else does? We know what's best. I mean, isn't there certainly a total disdain for the common people, that this elite knows what's best for us? Wouldn't it be better to unite North America? And then I'm sure you've run into this idea that they're doing the same thing in South America and in Asia and in Africa, certainly in Europe, and then, of course, in the Arab countries. I mean, certainly this is not simply here, although this is what affects us. But this is happening all over the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And when you go to the UN's report on our global neighborhood, which came out in the 1980s, which was the framework for world governance, global governance, And it specifically calls for creating these kinds of unions. And as you were saying earlier, if you have a North American Union, a European Union, a South American Union, an Asian Union, an African Union, in these unions, these countries are giving up their sovereignty, their national identification. They are giving up their currencies. In some cases, they are very ancient currencies, like Greece and France and so forth. And once you've done that, then it's a very short step to making one union, which was ultimately the goal. And the North American Union, or the SPP, is operating under the exact blueprint of the European Union. The European Union started out, they were talking about a way to combine the economies of these European countries into one big force that could compete with the United States and Japan and throughout the global economy. And it started out that way. Then it became step by step more and more to where they now have a parliament. The former president of Germany says that today 84% of the laws of Germany now come from the European Union. This is not something about trade and just good economics. This is about totalitarianism taking over, and the European Union is one of the most leftist operations in the world. Every stupid leftist scheme that comes on the scene, they are adopting it. Rules, regulations, environmental controls, on and on and on. They're working on taxes. They're working on their own army. All these things together is what we can face here in this country with a North American Union. And this is why we're so concerned about it, why we're trying to get the word out. It is not about economics, as far as trade and trying to improve the farmers' output and that sort of thing. It is about a totalitarian government over the United States.
And people cannot imagine a totalitarian government here. Why we have, we have our elected representatives. What people don't understand is they're simply figureheads. I mean, they have nothing to do with this. They've never been asked to vote on this. In fact, many of them either do not know or don't want to know about this because they're afraid to speak out on issues of this sort. What about, are we going to get any place by writing to our congressmen and demanding that they hold hearings on this and they put a stop to this?
Well, anything we can do that way puts a spotlight on it, and that's the number one thing we need to do. But you're right. Congress has had absolutely no official input into this at all. I've got a stack of letters that my own supporters send back to me when they write to their congressman after congressman saying, I don't know anything about this. Or they quote the SPP official statements on its website. They are totally in the dark about it. Some of them do know. I've got a letter from Congressman Barney Frank, which was the most positive letter that I've received as far as our side's concerned.
But Barney Frank.
From Barney Frank, yeah. I mean, it was the most honest answer that I received. He said he's totally opposed to this. Congress has had absolutely no input into it. It is strictly the administration putting this into place, and that he will fight it at every step of the way. So I was encouraged by Barney's letter.
And for our listeners who don't know, I mean, Barney Frank is so far to the left. a moral, immoral renegade. On the other hand, in something of this sort, you can't necessarily pick your allies. On this issue, he's absolutely right. And some of the right-wing Christian conservatives are going right along with that because they believe that the Bush administration is a Christian administration. Is really trying to do the right thing. And the trouble is that what we're doing is the destruction of America, and they're lying and deceiving. And Christian administrations would not lie about something this important. Their real agenda is the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States of America. That's what the Security and Prosperity Partnership is about. That's what the North American Union is all about. That's what the Trans-America Highway is all about. That is why the Bush administration, until recently, has absolutely refused to address the immigration issue. Now they're they're making a lot of folderol, we're going to do something. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been in there for 6 years. Why are they waiting until now to begin to enforce our immigration laws? And at the same time, of course, bringing suits and putting border guards who are trying to do their job in prison. It's almost as if everything's self-contradictory.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Veterans, use your VA benefits to buy a home. Take advantage of today's buyer's market. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Perfect credit and down payment are not required for a VA home loan. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans achieve home ownership through a VA mortgage. Get more information on a VA loan, call Jamie at Destiny Lending, 970-214-1374. That's 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess, this morning is Tom DeWeese. Tom, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners about the American Policy Center, how they can get in touch with your organization, get your material.
Sure. This is the American Policy Center's 20th year this year, and we focus on issues like property rights, privacy rights, education, immigration, national sovereignty, and of course now the North American Union kind of pulls all that together into one, and so we're focusing on that. And our website is www.americanpolicy.org, americanpolicy.org. On our site, you can see a lot of the articles we've written. Our North American Union fact sheet is there, and there are actions to take and so forth we provide. We have our action alert system we call Sledgehammer. I named it that because I figured congressmen understand one of two things, money in their pocket or a sledgehammer between their eyes, and I'm not giving them any money, so we give them a sledgehammer. And you can subscribe, or our newsletter is not a subscription, it's a donation, $25 or more, and you get 12 issues for the year, and we cover all these issues in it.
Well, you know, I think the people have to understand the implications of this. I mean, this TransNAFTA, the Texas Highway, really is, they're almost ready to get started building this, aren't they, Tom?
Well, in some cases, there are certain parts of it that are already under construction, and the state of Texas, the state legislature or state government in Texas, completely denies that they're doing anything other than just trying to improve their highways as a good government would do, to prepare for the growth in traffic and so forth. That's what they say they're doing. Truth of the matter is, this thing runs about parallel to I-35 there, but it is not I-35. And one way that I know that for a fact, finally, some folks down in Texas have been able to get maps of where this thing is going, and it took a great effort to get them. And I work with some very close friends down there who are opposing this. Their home is 20 miles from I-35, but the Trans-Texas Corridor is going through their front yard. Unless they're expanding I-35 by 20 miles wide, this is a different highway. And what they're doing with this highway is you now have all these global corporations that have gone to these foreign countries to make their products in sweatshops with dirt cheap labor. Now they want dirt cheap transportation. And what this will do, they can put items in containers in Shanghai, for example, ship it over to Mexican ports. They get loaded on the trucks there, and they're shipped straight across our border, which is nothing more than a speed bump then, and straight into the heartland of this country and around. Those containers are never checked. They have a kind of a gamma ray screening where they just kind of aim an electronic gun at the thing, at the truck as it passes by, and you know, they have these RFID chips in most of the products now, and they can tell what the products are. But that's not going to tell them how many terrorists are in that truck, how many illegal aliens are in the truck, or how much illegal drugs are in the trucks. It won't tell them that. It'll just tell them there goes a shipment of radios. This is what they're looking at. They call this security. It goes into they're creating what they call an inland port. The first one is in Kansas City. The KC Smart Port has now negotiated with the Mexicans to make it so the Mexicans don't have to pay anything. They will have a facility there, which will be basically Mexican sovereign territory, like an embassy, at the Smart Port, and the Mexicans will inspect their own trucks. This is what we're setting up here for what's going to come in to this country. Now, they deny this. They deny that any of that's going to take place. And yet, just last week, President Bush announced that they're going to do an experimental program to allow certain Mexican truck companies to begin to drive their trucks into this country. You're talking about people who do not speak English, trucks that have not been inspected to meet American standards on the road, and they're coming into this country driving these trucks. This is a threat to our own trucking industry. The ports in Mexico become a threat to our own port facilities. The longshoremen and so forth are going to find much reduced jobs, and so American safety and American jobs and American security are all into play here because of this security and prosperity partnership, which we get neither. We get neither security nor prosperity.
Well, you know, Tom, the thing is that if there is really a threat of terrorism, if Osama bin Laden were over there in a cave really plotting on sending nuclear weapons into America and bringing terrorism to disrupt our society, they would be closing the border. They would be inspecting everything that comes across the border. Didn't matter how much delay there was, they would want to protect the American people. They've absolutely refused to do this. There have been no major terrorist attacks in 6 years. They're playing games with the minds of the American people, putting on television programs that tell us that terrorist threats could come at any moment. And we don't have to have a threat. We don't have to have any bombs going off. The reality has been created in our mind by the television programs we see, and the average American really believes that there is a terrorist threat and the government is doing everything they can to protect us from Osama bin Laden and his merry band of terrorists who are going to disrupt America. If there is a problem, they would close the border. They know. They just don't want the American people to understand what's going on. Now, the thing is that the information is there, and certainly you can get it from Tom. You can get it from WorldNet Daily. Certainly Dr. Jerome Corsi's material on this, and we have four tape sets on it. WorldNet Daily has a series of articles. Excellent. Human Events has an excellent series of articles. What do you have that you will send people on this subject as well, Tom?
Well, as I said, we created a North American Union fact sheet, and I've updated it about four times as things have progressed. And so we have a copy of that. We're happy to send that out to anyone. Happy to send out our newsletter. We've written several articles on the issue. And so, you know, we're working to try to put together a on the internet, on the website, as much of this information in one place as we can get it. We're working on that right now. So, you know, the important thing is to get that information out.
And how can they get that again from you?
They can get the fact sheet right off the website. It's right there. You can print it right off of there, right at the very top of the website, AmericanPolicy.org. Or you can give us a call at our office. We'll send it out from here. We're in Warrenton, Virginia. It's the American Policy Center. And our phone number is 540-341-8911. That's 540-341-8911. And just give us a call. Ask for the North American Union fact sheet, and also the latest issue of the Deweese Report. We'll send it right out to you.
And I've known Tom for well over a year, or 10 years, and his material is good. He's totally dedicated to this battle we're engaged in. Basically, it's a battle for the survival of Christian civilization. And most people don't even know the battle's going on. They think the battle's over there in Iraq or Iran. The battle's right here.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Travel is the world's largest industry, growing 23% faster than the global economy. Online travel is the fastest growing segment of e-commerce. You can have your own online travel business, enjoy the tax advantages of a home-based business, and the rewards of excellent company bonuses like medical benefits and life insurance. For a brief presentation, go to www.tripandtourrewards.com. That's tripandtourrewards.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, you know, if this material you have in your article was posted today on the News Reviews. It quotes Michael Medved, and I quote, "The record couldn't be more clear on the North American Union. There's no one anywhere near the Bush administration, the Congress of the United States, cabinet departments, or even major think tanks who believe it's a good idea to merge Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. How do you respond to that when Michael Medved, who has the trust of countless millions of Americans, because after all, everybody knows he's a good American and a good conservative, how do you counter his statement that absolutely no one thinks this is a good idea?"
Well, you know, somehow the United States is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, to send high-ranking officials like former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and the Secretary of Homeland Security Chertoff and Secretary of State and so forth to these meetings around the world, around the three countries in Banff, Canada, last September. All of these people gathered to talk about things like a North American energy strategy and demographic and social dimensions of North America and integration and so forth. And one of the people who attended that meeting was a Canadian author named Mel Hertig, who noted that says, "We're talking about such an important thing. We're talking about the integration of Canada into the United States." He's Canadian. For them to hold this meeting in secret to make every effort to avoid anybody learning about it right away, you've got to be hugely concerned. So obviously he knows, sitting in the meeting, what they were talking about, and said so. You have an economics official from Mexico who outlined it perfectly, saying that none of this is going to be put before any of the legislatures of the three countries, but they're going to integrate the three countries. They're going to have one currency. And, you know, these people are saying these things. It's there. Somebody like Michael Medved certainly has the same resources I do, if not a whole lot more, to research this. I found these statements myself and, you know, and have reported on them, but he says, "I'm a kook for having done that." It doesn't really take a lot of effort to find these facts out there. And you know, if you note in my article, I didn't quote one single right-wing wacko nut. I quoted their people and what they're saying. So,
well,
if they're saying
just...
it...
Go ahead.
No, that's right. If they're saying it, you know, I'm the wacko for telling it. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, the Council on Foreign Relations even published a book, Building a North American Community. It came out in May of 2005, just 2 months after Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada and President Bush and Vicente Fox of Mexico had met in Waco, Texas in March of 2005 to agree to this whole idea. And then 2 months later, Building a North American Community came out in book form, obviously written before the meeting. This whole thing is long-term planning. And you can pull that down off this Council on Foreign Relations website. You can get the book. It's available through Amazon.com. They want to build a North American community, a North American union. And Michael Medved is either incredibly naive or he's a paid propagandist for the most wealthy and powerful people in the world who have an agenda, and that is the destruction of the sovereignty of America. Now, with this will come the impoverishment of the American people. In fact, what's so interesting in Tom's latest newsletter, he talks about how on a single day an Australian-Spanish partnership paid $3.6 billion to lease the Indiana Toll Road. An Australian company bought a 99-year lease on Virginia's Pocahontas Parkway, and Texican officials decided to let a Spanish-American partnership build and run a toll road from Austin to certainly the northern part of there and, of Texas. People don't understand. They're selling off the infrastructure of the United States. They sold off the Ohio Turnpike. our major roads and toll bridges, and they're all being purchased by foreign companies. The whole idea is to lower the living standards of the American people, or I often like to say, to raise them to the standards of the American peasant, of the Mexican peasant. They really are in the process of doing this. In fact, an article today, they're going to lower the value of the American dollar. So you'll have the same number of dollars, they just won't buy so much. Right now, they're trying to keep your fat, dumb, and happy, just like the cow that is being led in to be slaughtered. But down the road, of course, everybody is going to be affected. Because there really are people who look at the world differently than you and I do. Aren't there, Tom?
Well, absolutely. What you were just talking about, these highways being purchased and the infrastructure, again, this is these public-private partnerships and how they work. And when you look at all of it, you know, when I debated the UN at Cambridge University back in October, one of the prime issues I made there, one of the statements I made there, which got brought gasps from the audience. I mean, people just couldn't believe I was saying these things. But I said, you know, the UN solution to everything is redistribution of the wealth. To take from this guy to give to that guy, or this country to give to that country. And that's the basis of everything they're doing, and that's the basis here. Bringing down the level of the United States, our standard of living, our wealth, spreading it around to these other countries. And, you know, that doesn't work. The reason they're poor is because they have lousy government. And, you know, it's holding them down. But this is what it's all about, is redistribution of our wealth out of our pockets over to somebody else. And tomorrow they're going to need more, and so we're going to get poorer because they're going to come back to our pockets and take more. I mean, this is the way the entire world operates at this point, and it emanates from the UN and its mindset. It is now part of our own government. Our own government is trying to create a system where we are made poorer to send our wealth to other nations. It's absolute insanity.
It doesn't make sense unless there is another agenda. Tom,
exactly.
Ruiz, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family-owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Tom DeWeese. We have actually four tape sets on globalism and what We have a book called The Minutemen, which written by Jerome Corsi, that goes into this whole issue of the North American Union. We have certainly the four tape sets on immigration. We have a couple of four tape sets on immigration. We're not trying to stop the immigrants from coming in. We're encouraging them to come in. Why? Because it will destroy the sovereignty of our nation. And, of course, they want to change us into a multicultural, multilingual society as a step to merging us into the New World Order and the New World Religion. How do you make any sense out of this? Well, we have, now it's available, a new DVD and or video called The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And I really think, you know, it's 2 hours in length. It will give you an entirely different perspective of the world. And as we start out by saying, an understanding of the forces that have shaped the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. So The Forbidden Secret is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, available in video or in a DVD. And we hope you'll get it. We want you to get those out far and wide. It's one of the most effective tools since my initial book, Brotherhood of Darkness, came out. And if you have not read the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD or video, we have that available. And now we have The Forbidden Secret, which takes you behind what's going on and takes you into an understanding of what really motivates the people who, of course, have come up with this this whole idea of the North American Union, because it is simply part of a much larger plan for the destruction of America. The Forbidden Secret is something every person in the listening audience needs to hear, I will be, incidentally, back in Loveland, Colorado, on the 9th of June, giving a talk. That's the 9th of June. We hope that many of you will be able to come. I'll be speaking at the local theater there, and we're going to try to get people to understand what is really transpiring, and we'll take questions from the audience afterwards, and hopefully we'll have a good time. A group back there has asked me to come, and going to fly me back, and promises to give me at least one good meal, and put me up for the night. And I'm looking forward. That's the 9th of June. And then, of course, we hope that many of you want to go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. We have a number of items there, a number of books, four tape sets, videos we've produced, and the information you need to understand this spiritual battle that is being fought for the minds of men, for the souls of men, and the survival of Christian civilization. Behind everything going on is an intense hatred of Christianity and of freedom and of humanity, and they are planning on plunging us into wars, creating great famines and creating great epidemics, and eliminating a large part of the population of the world. And people say that couldn't be going on, and I would say, why not? When you're dealing with what we're dealing with, the people who have a different world vision, because they worship a different God. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden.
Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a night of messianic praise and worship. Saturday.